Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back seven to the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Judith Glaser, Dr. Judith Glaser, the author of 42 Rules for Creating We, Conversational Intelligence. She is the world's expert on conversational intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. And so I encourage you to check out all the works that she's doing. ConversationIntelligence.com, is that right?
That's correct.
So check that out, all her work and all the recognition she's been getting. And she finds herself oftentimes observing special things. And we're so grateful that for 9 years plus she's been sharing those experiences and those stories with us, including the one we're talking about right now, which are these young people who, when we say young folks, we're talking about, you know, single-digit age kids who are acting like, you know, like 70-year-old philosophers, right? Right, Judy?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what you said is amazing. If we start to observe the kids before we label them, if we listen to connect with them before we judge them, we have a chance of creating an environment, energetic environment around kids and conversational environment that actually activates the part of their brain, which is where their genius lives,
mm-hmm.
instead of pushing them back into the brain where we know it and they don't, you know, where we become the autocrats or the adults that are trying to raise their kids because we're
mm-hmm.
smarter. These kids, Jacob Bennett, when they got him this kid that was diagnosed as autistic,
mm-hmm.
when the parents took over and started to exercise different parts of his brain with people that knew how to create these linkages inside again, Jacob Bennett, at the age of 14, now mind you, 14 years old, was teaching PhDs what they needed to know in physics and quantum physics because his
wow.
brain was able to invent the next generation of Einstein and teach. So he's teaching kids.
But that's a savant type of situation we're talking here. Isn't this kid a savant?
I'm going to challenge this. What I've been learning about the kids from the Disruptive Innovation and Tribeca group is that we all have these talents inside. Little kids start to, every time you grow a new baby, a new DNA, something there has a potential.
Right.
Our job as parents to uncover the potential of that child.
And not hold them back.
Not hold them back and say, be like everybody
else.
Not presume
right. that you know what they should be, and not be intimidated by it. Because, see when I think of, the reason I just said that what I did about Jacob, not to take anything away from the kid,
mm-hmm.
but to say that for every Jacob, there are 10,000 exceptional kids that don't act like Jacob. They're not on the level of Jacob's, but they're your child, and we may be accidentally doing something that would repress them.
And that's what the parents said, the parents that I interviewed said, is that you have to accept their identity. You have to free a child's mind, and that's part of what adult parenthood is about, is to free their minds to have the curiosity, which kids do from the very beginning, and
right.
not stop it because you think that that's going to get in the way of having them become a teacher and have the summer off, which is what I heard from my parents. You know, just
mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything special. You know, well, that's like antithetical to what a child is all about.
So I have a question for you. Did
yeah.
Jacob's kid, did Jacob's parents allow him to play video games?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, because what that's doing is changing the speed with which the child brain
right.
can process the visual in front of them and the visual auditory in front of them.
But the world is not a game. There are other things that need to be input into the brain besides. My point is, I bet they limited his gaming.
I don't think he had as much gaming opportunities as kids do now. But
yeah.
they may have limited it, but most of all, they fed it. They fed his brain.
Mm-hmm.
They enabled the brain. That's part of what it is. Instead of putting walls around what kids can't do, notice what the kid is interested in. So what the end of the story with Jacob is, he is the first, he's being mentored by Stephen Hawking. He's
wow.
a young child to be mentored by Stephen Hawking.
Hmm.
He may exceed what Stephen Hawking has been
able to do. Is he socially interactive?
That's what you'll see if you go to see the video.
Yeah,
and you
the video.
To interact with kids. It is so
go
far.
Go to YouTube and look up Jacob Bennett.
Bennett,
E-N-N-E-T-T, I guess.
And you'll see TEDx Teen open up, and then you'll see this kid perform.
Fascinating.
Engaged.
And your child, your grandchild, may not be a Jacob, but the things that you need to do to help that child are very similar to what his parents.
Everybody,
listen.
I hope that they will start to look at the child as a unique DNA.
Yeah.
What in the world? And discover what it is. Don't tell it what it is.
ConversationIntelligence.com is the website. Judith Glazer is our guest and our good friend, and I don't know what we'd do without you, Judy. Thank you for being here, and God bless you this week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Judy Glazer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.